What are the signs of an ill heart? What are the signs that hardness, qasawa, ghilza, has slowly started to creep into your heart? And we said success on the day of judgment is coming to Allah with a sound heart. What are the signs? See, before I answer this question, brothers and sisters, allow me to say this. The greatest punishment for a crime is the crime itself. Why? Because the person who does that sin now needs to live with the consequences of that crime for the rest of his life. You have committed a crime, and now there is a guilt that lives inside of your heart, and it brings about the worst type of pain, that is spiritual agitation. So people, they do all sorts to mask that pain, to cover it up, don't they? They try all sorts. They try alcohol, they try drugs, they try fame, they try music, they try to socialize, they try perversity, they try sexual experiment, all in an attempt to do what? To cover the pain that they feel. And some people turn to kufr to mask the pain, because after all, what is kufr? Rejection of Allah or disbelief. What is kufr? From a linguistic perspective, it is to cover. And that's where the Arabic word of cover comes from. It comes from the Arabic of kufr. The English cover comes from the Arabic of kufr. So the greatest crime or the greatest consequence or punishment for a crime is the crime itself. And that is why Shaykh al-Islam ibn al-Qayyim, he says, مَا ضُرِبَ عَبْدٌ بِعُقُوبَةٍ أَعْظَمْ مِنْ قَسَاوَةِ الْقَلْبِ وَالْبُعْدِ عَنِ اللَّهِ وَمَا خُلِقَتِ النَّارُ إِلَّا لِإِذَابَةِ الْقُلُوبِ الْقَاسِيَةِ. He said, there is no punishment in existence that is more severe than being given a hard heart and feeling alienated from Allah. And then he said the hellfire was only created to melt those hard hearts. When was the last time you heard a hadith or an ayah and your eyes spilled with tears? When was the last time you shed that for the sake of Allah? If you can't feel it, realize, huh? That's enough of a punishment in of itself. So we are talking now, what are the signs? What are the signs of a heart that has become hard? I'm going to give you a self-diagnosis kit that has maybe four or five components. Present it against yourself and measure whether this fits you or not as a description. Where is your heart? Sign number one to look out for. How does your heart react when the Quran is recited upon it? Allah yahfaz our iman, may Allah preserve him who recited heart-trembling ayat from Surah Al-Baqarah and the story of Talut and Jalut. How do you react when you hear the Quran recited upon you? إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. The believers are those, Allah says, whom when Allah's name is remembered, their hearts tremble. وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا. And when the verses of Allah are recited upon them, it increases them in iman. وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. And they rely upon Allah. Where is your heart facing when you hear the Qur'an? Think about Amirul Mumin Umar. He is walking in the middle of the night in Medina, checking upon his flock. And he hears a man standing up in prayer, in Qiyam. And he is reciting the verse, إِنَّ عَذَابَ رَبِّكَ لَوَاقِعَ. The punishment of your Lord must happen. مَا لَهُ مِن دَافِعٍ. No one can repel it. Speaking about the punishment that has to befall the kuffar on the day of judgment. Umar, he said, قَسَمٌ وَرَبِّ الْكَعْبَةِ حَقٍّ. I swear, this is the truth from Allah. And he rushed to his home and he fell ill. And people spent a whole month visiting him. He couldn't leave his house. He was bedbound. طَرِيحُ الْفِرَاشِ. Visiting him as a sick person, not knowing that he wasn't sick. It was just the majesty of the Quran. So this is number one from your self-diagnosis kit. Where is your heart when Quran is being recited? Number two, when was the last time you shed a tear in the cause of Allah? Ma'alish, I'm not here to entertain you, my dear brothers, my dear sisters. We want to find answers from the house of Allah, Jalla Jalaluhu. When was the last time you recited the Quran, you heard a hadith, you were in a lecture, you saw something in the street, and you shed that tear in remembrance of your Lord? So we said, sign number one, how do you behave when Quran is recited? Number two, when was the last time you shed a tear in the cause of Allah Jalla Jalalu, from His love, from your sense of indebtedness to Him, your gratitude for Him, your desire to be near Him, your yearning for Him, your sense of warmth and being close to Him? As one brother told us recently in a Umrah trip, he said, Ya Akhi, it was so strange. He's a Riva brother. He said, I was making dua when I was doing tawaf. You remember? He said, I was making dua and I felt as if God was saying to me, okay, okay. He said, it's like I could hear it. Everything I was asking for, it's like I could hear Allah saying to me, sure, no problem, you've got it, it's all yours. When was the last time your eye shed a tear in the cause of Allah? Number two. Number three, test your heart with this. How do you behave when advice is given to you, Akhil Kareem? How do you behave when someone calls out a mistake in your dress, in your tone of voice, in your salah, in your hijab, in the way you talk to mom and dad? How do you behave when truth is presented to you? Test the softness of your heart on that basis. Al-Munawi, the Imam, he says, وَالْقَلْبُ الْقَاسِي لَا يَقْبَلُ الْحَقَّ وَإِنْ كَثُرَ الدَّلَائِلُ. The hard heart will reject truth, even if the evidences are many. It's not about evidences. The heart can't receive it. There's a veil. You say to him, my dear brother, may Allah preserve you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said A, B, C. This is not correct, bro. He says, why are you even talking to me? Why are you calling out my faults? Why don't you look in the mirror and deal with your own faults? What about your brother? What about your wife? What about your family? He can't hack it. Or you say to our sister, my dear sister, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said A, B, C. She said, why are you judging me? Don't judge me. You take your male patriarchy out of here and you speak to somebody else. Right? That is a sign of a hard heart. That you're unable to accept truth or advice and you resist it. Number four, test your heart with this. How do you feel when it comes to the topic of death? Imam al-Ghazali complained that people during his time were seen laughing and joking in the graveyard. That's as early as Imam al-Ghazali's time. He says, people are laughing during a funeral procession. They're talking. You and I have seen people smoking on the graveyard. And the man is being buried right in front of them, transferred to the hereafter. He said, people, instead of discussing death, they're discussing the inheritance of the man who's just died. Ya Allah. Whereas Al-Bara ibn Azib, he said that, I remember seeing the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam sat on the edge of a grave, looking inside of an empty grave, and crying his eyes out till the soil beneath him was wet. And then he raised his head to us and he said, Ikhwani, brothers, لِمِثْلِ هَذَا فَأَعِدُّ. This is what needs preparation. This is what I want you to prepare for. How do you behave when Quran is recited? How do you behave when advice is given to you? How do you behave when you see the sight of death? These are some of the questions that a person can ask himself, herself, to test where your heart is. Is it hard? Is it soft? Does it need work?